We're pleased to be joined this morning by State Senator James Ruckte. Senator Ruckte, how are you this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Good. I was just thinking, I can actually see you on Zoom right now. I was praising you for your beard. It looks great. You have it trimmed very well, which I think you should tell Representative Hawkins it's time for him to trim his beard a little bit. I saw a picture of him the other day, but
just slide your barber's card to him.
Right. The burden of growing beards is so heavy on me.
Yes. Well, that's a good look for you. So, Senator, how are things? The legislative session is a rough one in terms of revenue, and there's a lot of disagreement into how to make the books balance at the end. So we know you just had a town hall. Maybe give us a quick update on how things are going for you.
Yeah, you're right. Anytime we're having to cut budgets, it's a rough session when you have to do that. And I was in the legislature in 2009 when we went through the Great Recession. And now, you know, we're having to cut budgets again. And this, it's especially hard because when we came into the session, we were told that we had a $430 million, well, when we ended last session, that we had a $430 million surplus. And by the time we got ready to come back, we were being told we had a $555 million deficit, maybe even as much as $1 billion. And so, of course, you're wrestling with, well, where in the world did the money go? Like, how could you, you know, how could we drop that fast? But the bottom line is, you know, we've taken tax cuts over the last 5 years. That's $4 billion over the last 5 years in income tax alone. A $450 million tax cut last year, $50 million to, you know, private schools and religious schools. So if you, at some point, you know, you cut too much and now we're paying the price. So that's where we are.
So are you saying, Senator, then, that there is no fat in the state budget to cut, that we are down to just bone and muscle now, and there's nothing that can be trimmed back? Is that your position, or is it more nuanced than that?
No, there's more nuance than that. In fact, we were just having that conversation. Excuse me. Representative Manwaring and I are in the same district, and we were in a meeting with our local chamber. He expressed some frustration that as a member of JFAC, he's a member of JFAC, the budget setting committee, he'd like to have some flexibility to just go after, you know, the fat, where you can find fat, let's get rid of it. But that's not the leeway they're being given. They're being told just to.
Yeah. Oh, we lost his connection here. Are you still with us, James?
For next year. And so we can't do it with precision. And when you just do across the board cuts, yeah, you're going to hit some bone.
Yeah.
That seems to be the fear that some people are maybe potentially realizing. If there is nuance to this conversation, Senator Ruckte, how do we get to that point? I think that for, at least for some Republicans, this DOGE committee that met over the summer and fall, they felt like maybe we could get to some of the fluffier areas of state government and remove the cuts there. Why is that not an option? And is to get to that fluffier part just too hard to do in a part-time session?
Yeah, I think we can get to some of those things. In fact, we're starting to see some of the DOGE bills come through. Unfortunately, the DOGE bills, the things they were talking about eliminating from state government just don't add up to a lot of dollars. And so you're really just going to be nibbling around the edges with that. The sort of money that we are missing, meaning the sort of cuts we're going to have to make because we don't have enough revenue, those are going to require, you know, using hatchets and axes as opposed to, you know, tweezers and more refined instruments. And like I said, we're starting to see the results. I had a town hall in Pocatello where we met with families who use Medicaid programs. It was, you know, I consider myself to be pretty stoic, not a real emotional guy, but it was tough to listen to those stories because we're talking about people who provide 24-hour care for their kids, that just deal with some of the worst that life can hand you. And they do it very well, but they need some help along the way, and they're worried about losing programs. And we're also talking about the new state budget cuts will lead to reduced water quality monitoring, mental health services that were lost. We know of two Eastern Idaho patients that died. I'm just looking at a couple of headlines from just the last couple of days. We're going to have a tougher time monitoring, administering water rights, and prison costs could surge if parole hearings stall under the legislature's
Yeah.
budget cuts. Those are just some headlines for the last 2 days.
Senator, I want to clarify something. You're not saying that the people died because of the cuts, are you?
No. What I'm saying is they relied on a program that normally would have allowed some emergency intervention. And in addition, you have our jails, our law enforcement is complaining about those same programs being cut because they're finding that their jail populations are increasing because instead of these services being able to go out to individuals who are having mental health crises and take care of it like they normally would, we don't have those services available. So, they end up having to be dealt with by law enforcement.
So, Senator, one thing, and I want to, I guess, put this forward. It's not really an aggressive pushback here, but I feel like, and I have said this tongue in cheek, that there are some lawmakers, I think nearly all Democrats, and there are some Republicans who feel like the Idaho taxpayer just isn't taxed enough, and that's the solution to these problems. You're wanting to tap into the rainy day account, though. There's like 1.6 billion or something that's in a rainy day account, and use that to shore up this year's budget. But I would imagine, I mean, these are ongoing budgets and ongoing costs that you probably think that we should look at the tax rate again and maybe bump that up a little bit to prior levels. Is that a fair characterization of where you're at?
No, where I'm at, I do think there's a couple of things we could do. One, yes, I think we should bridge the gap this year with some rainy day funds, about a third of them. So that'd be about 550 million. So use about a third of them. That still leaves us with a billion in case we go into recession. And they are one-time funds. And so you got to be careful about building one-time funds in your budget. But here's where I think we go. We heard from economists at the beginning of the legislative session. These were economists from all different sectors. And Idaho's economy is healthy. We don't have a problem with our economy. We just cut revenue too much. So if we just give it time, a year, maybe it takes two, but let's say it takes a year, we may have our revenues back to where we can then just use that revenue to build into our budgets and we can replenish those rainy day funds. In addition, you could put triggers on some of those tax cuts, like the $450 million tax cut from last year. We could put a trigger on $250 million of it. So it doesn't eliminate the tax cut. We'll still get it, but we'll get it when we can afford it. And we could get rid of the voucher program. That was $50 million that's being sent to private schools and religious schools without accountability. And right now, our public school system is looking at around a $50 million cut. So it doesn't make sense that our public schools go without,
You
but we're
know,
sending unaccountable money out the
Senator,
door.
this interview was going so well up until you want to go after House Bill 93.
Can we at least agree on something, Senator Ruckey? It's
Yes.
not a voucher, it's a tax credit.
Well, potato, potato.
All right. Well, we are going to have to agree to disagree, but I do want to ask you this question. What in the world are the Democrats thinking bringing Tim Walz to Idaho next month?
I'm never on that committee that gets to decide who comes, but well, hopefully we can raise some money that night. That's the thing we're hoping to do.
Hey, you know what? I've been openly trying to get Dorothy Moon to also foot the bill for Jasmine Crockett to come and join Tim Walz that night. I think that'd be great.
Like a dunk tank for her.
Yes,
You guys
something
have
like
raised a
that.
lot of money.
Okay, so settle a controversy we were having in the last segment before you came on for the interview. I was saying there's some Republicans that I would not take a picture with. It would just be a point of, you know, my integrity that I wouldn't take a picture with some Republicans. If given the opportunity, are you going to take a picture with Tim Walz?
I'm not one of those people who does pictures with other politicians. And I don't know why. I'm just not a hero guy. You know, like, I don't necessarily like sidling up to people and, you know, that and get pictures. So, no, I won't. But that's just because I never do.
Okay. But why Tim Walz? I mean, you have Josh Shapiro. You've got John Fetterman. I mean, a Democrat that I think Idahoans aren't repulsed by. Would you at least concede this does create a little bit of an image issue for the Democrat Party?
Yeah, I mean, look, if I would have my choice, it would have been a Josh Shapiro. It would have been the governor of Kentucky. There's a handful of other somebody from maybe Kansas.
Yeah.
And I only say that because, you know, Kansas went through some budget crises after kind of implementing Governor Brownback's ideas. So that would have been a good person to have come. If it would have been up to me, I'd have some other ideas of who I would have invited.
Okay. All right. Well, we are running out of time. Last point that I would make, and we'll just sort of circle back to the beginning here. Senator Ruckty, I think you should create, there may be enough time left in the legislative session to create the bipartisan beard caucus. And you guys,
Brian Lenny and I'm going to talk to him about that.
Okay. I think you should. You guys have great beards. I think it'd be a way to bring people together a little bit.
So. Yeah, there we go.
We absolutely could use a little bit more of that. So
yes. All right. Senator James Ruckty, we appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. We know it's a tough session. And even though we disagree on a lot, we appreciate the work and dedication that you do put forward.
Yeah, thank you both for having me on. I appreciate it.